And we are back here once again with another episode of the Cloud9 Podcast, Season 11, Episode 1. So yes, we have officially entered the 11th season for the Cloud9 Podcast. And if you guys have not had a chance to check out my channel update video that I just uploaded on the channel, I would highly recommend you guys go and check out that video, because that is going to give you guys the details on the upcoming plans that I'm going to be working on and doing on the channel, as well as working on several other videos for the channel as well. Because like I laid out in the video, I want to make sure that I'm super consistent, but I also want to put out content that you guys are going to view and give your time. What I kind of found out was a lot of you guys viewed and gave me your time for the videos that did primarily well on, you know, talking about Disney and Warner Brothers and all that stuff, actually. So that's primarily, you know, in the realm of content that I'm going to end up doing, as well as, like, you know, giving my opinions on, like, the video game industry when it came to, like, what Grums was posting on Twitter, just all that stuff, actually. And as you guys probably have figured out, I'm going to end up doing a second channel, which is just all based around comic book, you know, reviews, comic book news, and all that stuff. And manga is included in that as well. I'm going to unveil the channel name after tomorrow, because tomorrow is when I can actually put the name that I want the channel to be called, actually. But, you know, the channel name was in that video as well. It's just been really hard to get you guys interested in pretty much anything I've ever did in general. Even when I had my older audience, actually, it's just hard to get people in general interested in anything that I've been doing. So this has been a wild, crazy ride, but, you know, I'll eventually figure it out and we'll eventually get there to where I want to be. I'm just going to take a lot of time. And join me here in this video, in this episode of the Cloud9 Podcast, is Mr. Blanks. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
What you gotta do is you gotta focus on one specific item and then let people know that's your main thing you wanna do. Because the reason why a lot of channels could talk about different topics, because their main topic is commentary. Commentating over this is gonna be a funny. Chelsea O'Donnell go from talking about football to pop culture to MMA fighting, and all that, none of that has anything to do with comedy. Plus, he does voiceover. He does reviews and shit like that over a video, but it's commentary.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's like, you could just do commentary video, and the reason why that works, because what you do is...
Yeah, there was... I had been thinking about just doing, like, EFAP content. We just go over other people's stuff. I have did videos like that. A lot of people like them. The one I did about Matt Walsh and Jeremy did very well, actually. A lot of people like that, actually. You know? It's just... I was like, damn. That's what people really want me to do for them, is just go over other people's stuff? Okay.
Sometimes that happens. Yes. That's why I was like, do I
want that to do really that? What the audience wants? It's just they want me to just go over other people's opinions and just give my commentary over it. I mean, I don't disagree. I can do that. I have no problem with doing that. I actually enjoy doing that stuff. It's just, I'm just like, wow, that's what I'm subjected to doing now. But okay, that's what you guys want.
You gotta do if they want you to do that, you gotta put a great spin on it. You gotta
been a few that we've already did that I'm going to put out.
Yep.
Good Lord, what kind of audience? Because I'm just trying to figure out what audience do I have here now currently, you know?
I'm just trying to figure out,
what audience we have here currently, what do they enjoy watching? So what they enjoy watching, like you said, is commentary and fucking me talking about whatever bullshit Disney, Warner Brothers, or Paramount's going to do. It's really funny, because when I'm thinking about Warner Brothers, you remember when they gave J.J. Abrams like $50 million to basically sit there and do nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a stupid company. And you have DC fans that'll be like, man, I love this company. This company's been so good. Yeah. A company gave a guy $50 million to literally do nothing.
Yeah.
And not even pressure him to do anything. And then not even sue him. Well, they can't sue because they have no money.
So, yeah, they can't. Plus the contract is in a sense where it actually benefits them
more than him. That's how these contracts are mostly written. But they can't even entertain it because there's no reason to at this point. You know, they just wasted a bunch of money for like absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
Like if we had a video I ever did where I just documented all their L's, man, we'd be there for like probably like 3 hours because there's no way I could detail them all. This company's just actually just trash for the most part. Like I get like a few good things have come out from them. But that's with like anything though. You know, they did a few. They did some good things over the years. But it's like I think people are like right so high on those accomplishments that they mention none of them are ever bad. You know, like the people we used to talk to before, it was like, I was like, are you guys like living under rocks? Do you guys know how bad this company is in financials? Like, you know how bad this stuff is? Like, I was trying to point out, hey, the content they might be producing, you might like it, but let's not pretend that this company is doing great with people, actually. You know, well, they never actually have done great in general, you know? And, well, man, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to League of Legends. So, guys, there's so much to talk about. We actually can't even get to the LCK for the most part. I'm going to try and tackle it, but there's a lot to talk about. So we have the LEC to talk about. Then we have LCS news to go over. And, okay, so on Sunday coming up, I'm going to try and have us go over all the LCK stuff, including the T1 Hama Life matchup today. I actually was watching that live because I just couldn't sleep, and I was like, LCK's on. I was just in my bed just sleeping like this. I was like, oh, shit. Well, this is not going to go over well with the fans, actually. And I watched the Gen... I literally watched everything, and then I didn't even watch
the series because I saw a Reddit post about how T1 can't scrim at all because they get DDoS during all their scrims.
And I told people, that's not an excuse. If you literally can't practice, you will perform bad. That's the thing is, like, that's not bad on Homolife. Even Homolife can't control that.
Yeah.
But it would make more sense if you could beat someone at full power than beating them when they're like they're handicapped. You know? Because like, I'm not saying it's a fraudulent win. They won fair and square because, you know, arguably T1, like a lot of people still have them as like the best team in the world. You know? I do think there's a realm that they could have made a little bit more competitive, but if you can't scrim or practice, like you can't really do anything.
They can't even log in.
Yeah, the last time Faker logged in on his that backup account he has, Hide on Bush, was 15 days ago. That means the last time he logged in was last month, actually, around like the 17th.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. About two and a half weeks ago. Yep.
Like that's crazy that they can't scrim right now. It's actually just ridiculous at this point, you know? So we'll cover that in a bit. Oh, good lord. And then I ended up watching the NIP versus FPX series.
That was a good series.
That was pretty fun, actually. Oh my god. The fact that Milky Way wasn't even the best all-pro jungler in the LPL is just ridiculous, man. I hate fucking all-pro wars. They're so fucking stupid, dude. Like, if a guy's performing that well, and we know that these awards are, like, individual.
Yep.
You can't even make the first team. People just go like, well, he was on the third. He was on like the fucking fourth place team. So this team was first. So they were automatically all the best in their positions. And it's like, what? How did you come to that conclusion? Did you actually, because to come to that conclusion, even if you were doing it biasly, you would have had to watch the games or they just look at like, you know, stats or standings actually, because let's be honest here. FPX should have not have been in fourth place. Milky Way quite literally just got a, what's the thing Santa rides in? A sleigh, right? A
sleigh.
He got a sleigh. He dumped all their bodies right there and was flying that shit like a reindeer. If it literally wasn't for Milky Way, guys, FPX would be probably as bad as like LNG or some shit. Like it's like I promise you guys right now, if Milky Way did not pop off the way he did, they would be as bad as RNG. Let's just not even kid ourselves here. Like that alone should put you in first all pro jungler. But well, because the team is fourth place, that means he was automatically worse than fucking Kanavi. What's the BLG jungler's name again? On, actually? No, Elk.
No.
Was it Elk?
No, yeah, it's Elk.
Yeah, I forgot. No, you're right. It's not Elk. What the fuck is... Man, it's Wong Ching Chong. I'm
going to say... Elk's on BLG, but it's not Elk. It's,
I don't remember who's, the roster... Oh my goodness. Freaking ads always pop up. Holy crap. All right. Ad, stop popping up. Please. What the heck? What the fuck? Good lord. No, sorry. Zun, actually.
Zun, Zun. Elk's ADC.
Yeah. So out of basically Jun, Tien, Kanavi, and Milky Way, those are your top four junglers by the standings, right?
Yeah.
I think Milky Way and Jun just cleared them all. Like Kanavi had an all right split, actually. Tien had like an all right split.
Yeah.
You know? Like the fact that LNG could even climb to get to sixth place is just completely ridiculous, actually. How bad they were. Holy crap. Are you still saying that LNG is cooked?
I bet you say LNG's frauds. Yeah, that motherfucker's.
Because they lost to Weibo, so they're out. They're out.
I told you they was frauds. The fuck?
I think the only reason why they even made it as far as they did is because LPL was kind of ropey in some of these games, actually.
Yep.
And to be fair, people don't understand, there's a lot of teams in the LPL, so there's so many more free chances of getting easier wins against a lot of the really, really bad teams, you know?
Yeah.
And
like, FPX was good, but I knew that they were going to beat Ninjas. Ninjas just had too much firepower.
Well, it's just one. Like to be better, you can't just rely on one guy carrying you. Like that's the problem when you have just a single carry on a team like that. If there's a situation where he's ever shut down, none of these players are good enough on their own. Like Duck Dom is a fraud. Life is also just really jank. What's his name? Wing Chong Hulahu is not good. Care is none of these guys are really great.
Care doesn't care. That's it. Care and Life have the most ironic name. Care don't seem like he cares, and Life can't stay alive long enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like shit. It's like okay, but I knew Ninjas was gonna perform. What fucking rookie just finally started not the bullshit. Him and Fotic. Zero wasn't zero anymore. Thank God he was actually doing something.
Like who else we have? Cause like that's kind of all it was for FPX. I remember I watched this series and I was like, yep. After that lane swap that Ninjas did, it just kind of felt like they were just like, what the fuck happened to me? I just got blown out.
Yeah.
That game four was such a blowout. They're like, cares on Diana? All right, let's just shut down Diana and then we just win the whole game. Actually. Your top four in the LPL now are FPX. No, so your top four now are JDG, Weibo, BLG, Nip, and Top Esports. So, if JDG win tonight, they'll lock losers bracket. But if they don't, then they're out, actually.
Yeah, if JDG versus Weibo, yep.
So, that's it. Those are your matches, because we're on the 4th right now, right?
Because BLG was the only one, I think, they locked in upper bracket, round one. Damn it, Top Esports.
Yeah, I'm just going to the playoffs right now. Give me one second, guys. These tabs on Leakpedia are always so fucking jank sometimes. All right.
Yeah.
So this is where we're at right now. Okay, so JDG is playing Weibo on Friday.
Yep, it literally comes out to JDG and Top Esports, I think.
Yeah, because whoever wins out of JDG versus Weibo faces Top and... But I'm pretty sure JDG is going to win that. And you have those are your top four LPL teams.
I am not.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I mean, Weibo's looked just. I don't even know, honestly. This is just such a sad, pathetic fucking team. But I don't know how these teams are making it to playoffs. These are just awful teams. I mean,
Weibo's the same team, except they just took off. They just took off old man.
The shy,
and they just put on ZDZ. Who kind of looks like Evie?
Yeah, they have a new top side, and they've looked a little bit better toward the end, and they actually managed to get past IG. They managed to get past LNG.
IG was falling off toward the end of the season.
IG was always kind of fraudulent anyway. I had really no hope they were going to be making anything good. LNG, we know, was always having issues like the. So,
I told you LNG were fraud. I told you. I've been saying this since last year.
What's wrong with LNG? Why do you hate them? What's wrong with you?
It's whatever. I look at their gameplay. I'm like,
damn. They only have one jungler. They only had one player change. I think it's the only one player change. And they still aren't even good, honestly. It's shit. What?
All they did was just add a Weiwei. It was like, okay.
So let's see. JDG versus Weibo. I would hope for human sake JDG can win that. It's probably going to be a 3-1 for JDG. I think they'll I think they'll just clean
up. That's probably going to be a 3-2, but that could be a 3-1 though.
Yeah, I think that that'll be your top four. And then I'll be honest here, the problem with the LPL coming up is who are they going to be sending? Who's going to win the split? I still think BLG is going to win the split.
Oh, no, it's BLG. It's BLG.
Who would be the second best team to send from the LPL, honestly?
I'm there right now. If JDG makes it or Top Esports makes it, BLG or whoever makes it out of those two, more likely to go to win MSI. If BLG does not make it out, LPL's not winning MSI. Because whatever team comes out of LCK more likely got it. Does JDG actually win MSI? Because if they choke again, they need to just get rid of everybody.
Yeah.
If JDG chokes again, nah, I can't.
Because, like, let's see. BLG, we know, I'm pretty sure for sure is going to, if you make the finals, you're probably going to end up going to MSI. So whoever wins out of that matchup right there goes. And then after that, it's just, you know, whoever makes it at that point.
Pretty much whoever.
This JDG squad, that's the thing is, when some of these LPL teams go, some of them are always power ranked is really strong, but they always go in and look much worse than what people are thinking. It's something that always happens, but it just depends on the meta and which team you're sending. I would most likely probably just, if I'm a betting man, it'd be probably better if they just sent JDG. I think Top Esports can be too, I don't know. I'm not saying they're inconsistent, but they're like, they have this weird inconsistency factor with them that I could see happening if they face any team that's somewhat remotely stronger than them, you know? But then again, if you send either Top Esports or JDG, I think it's fine, honestly. And it also depends on the LCK competition because, let's be honest here, with MSI coming up, guys, let's be honest, it's just an LPL, LCK master race to see who's going to be in the finals. That's all that really matters because LCS and LEC ain't doing shit.
LEC ain't doing shit. I'm not sure about the LCS.
LCS is going to get completely destroyed. We'll get mollywopped by most of these teams.
It depends on who's the second team out of the LPL.
I don't think it'll matter, honestly. I think they're so much weaker than JDG and Top, honestly.
Team
Liquid's going to beat JDG in a best of five?
No, but they're gonna call it Rocket. It depends on how everything lines up. Because as long as it's not like last year where it's like, oh, first round, let's put LCK versus LEC and LPL versus LCS. If that happens, no, they're done. But
yeah, I remember last year it was just a constant rematch of like regional finals. I was like, bruh, what is this? Actually, good lord. Because I mean, maybe Team Liquid maybe can get a game off one of these teams. I don't know, honestly. The LCS is completely bad. I don't know what they can learn from winning this split, honestly. And even when they went to Worlds last year, you just can tell that they just were severely outclassed. I mean, at least we know that the second team coming from the LEC, whoever the second team is, that team is getting booty blasted. I don't know who that is. It won't matter who it is. Even if it's Fnatic, even if it's BDS, even if it's Mad Lions, I don't care who. Blasted.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you don't even walk into the stage, actually. That's what I recommend. I would say just save yourself from embarrassing your region, actually. Think of a world where Humanoid has to play up against Cream. Woo!
Yeah, you're about to get creamed.
I just...
Pause.
I don't know. Man, the LEC, good lord. Just give G2 quadruple fucking elimination. Whoever they're sending is about to get absolutely turbo strong fisted, honestly. They're about to get even more exposed than the LCS, honestly. Like, LEC is in this constant state of like, well, I mean... It's just G2 or nothing. That's it. Even when G2 messes up in games, and it's very clearly shown that they're not perfect, they'll mess up. None of these teams can punish them. None of them even have the... What's the word? What's that thing where you get a fire under you? None of them have, like, an initiation, like a drive, like a fire in them come back. They're just standing there. Like, G2 will mess up at something, and they're just going like, oh, okay, cool. We'll just give you the dragon. We'll just give you the baron. We'll just give you the inhibs. We'll just give you all the objectives. They don't contest nothing. They're so mentally defeated by probably G2 crushing them in scrims that they completely just can't even properly face them on stage anymore. We're at that point where they're just literally scared to do anything, actually. So, what do you think, man? Because I know you watched all the LEC games, like I did, actually.
Honestly, I don't know who's going to be the second team. Mm-hmm. Can we just clone G2, just have two G2s? Just have a G2 and like a G4 or something? Like, can we just get two?
G4?
G2 and like an M4 or something? Just like have two teams? Because when I look at it, I'm like, are we going to send Fnatic? Is Fnatic going to be whooped? Or are we going to send Mad Lions? Mad Lions going to make it a point? Are we sending, are we going to send BDS? Are we really going to have Adam go against Bid? LeBron versus Delight? Like, Ice versus fucking, Paze or something?
Because
Nuck versus Tovey? Are we really going to get Nuck versus Tovey?
So let's play out a lot of these scenarios, okay? Let's say Fnatic goes. I hope Fnatic goes. I think, arguably, they had a shot at making quarters last year with World's weird jank format. But really, if we're looking at Fnatic going, Oscarinen versus Zeus. Oscarinen versus Bin. We saw that. He got completely railed.
Yeah.
Railed. We saw that last year. He got railed. Okay. Oscarinen even got railed by Zika. And Zika's not actually that good at all, honestly. In BDS go, I mean, that Adam versus Bin. Are you fucking serious? Like, this is just a joke at this point. If Team BDS goes, if potentially Team Vitality go, potentially Fnatic goes, I think they're all screwed, actually. I think it's just, I don't know what you do with this league anymore. It's all the teams, like I mentioned before, dude, badly GM'd. The GMs who have been making these teams need to be fired. Because they always fire the coaches and players. But who fires the GMs making the teams at this point? You know? Who makes these guys held accountable? You know, people want to say, Dominate needs to be held accountable. Who's going to hold these GMs accountable in the LEC for making these awful teams? These are badly constructed rosters. Completely horseshit rosters. So, so here's how the playoff bracket went. Saturday, we had Vitality versus SK. Vitality wins that. Fnatic versus GX. Fnatic win that. Sunday, BDS versus Team Heretics. BDS win that. G2 versus Mad Lions. G2 win that. Tuesday, you had SK versus Team Heretics. Heretics win. SK are out of the playoffs, actually. Then you have GX versus Mad Lions. Mad Lions win. GX are out of the playoffs. Monday, you have Vitality versus BDS. BDS win that. And then you have G2 versus Fnatic. And then G2 win that. So SK and GX are done. And we know that Odawamne and Peach are benched, actually. They're going to be bringing in Juhan. You know, Juhan, he played backup for Piosik when Piosik was completely turbo sprinting it to the ground, actually. He is a world champion. He did play games at Worlds, so he's a world champion. So, yeah, it makes sense for GX to make roster changes. Odawamne looked like he was so disinterested in playing with this roster at all, if I'm being completely honest here.
This roster was trash.
Yeah, Peach, like I said before, I don't know about Peach's English, actually, because it might be really hard to communicate if you're on a foreign language. I understand that. But they also had a Korean support. They had Ignar, and he never played well with Ignar either. Peach is just not good. I'm sorry. You just don't waste an import slot on a player like that. I'm sorry. They grabbed Ignar because he won LCS.
Peach was actually Giant X was just a shit of a team. They got rid of all Armadage for Jackie.
Which made no sense. It just made no sense to get rid of him. They got second place with Abadage less than a few months ago, and they're like, you know, you kind of just saved our entire org's ass. You probably were also an MVP. You also kind of shit-stomped everyone that wasn't Caps, because, you know, Caps just fist people.
Yeah.
You're gone for this rookie. Wait, what? Who makes these decisions?
Unless it was budget reasons, that was a dumb reason.
Like, the guy literally just got you to finals. And you could also say limit, too, because, you know, I don't know many supports out there that can actually work with Patrick, you know? Even limit. He played pretty decent for what he's able. He's always been a decent support for the LEC standards.
Yep.
They kick him, too. You know? He's gone. And you get to have fucking Ignar. And I don't think Ignar's been an actual downgrade. I think in some cases he might be an upgrade, maybe, if you want to look at it that way. But given how the roster is constructed, it can't work, actually, you know? So, yeah, it makes sense that Odawame's bench now. It's just this whole roster, just overhaul this shit. Give me a new fucking team. I don't want to watch. The games are boring. Have you watched these guys' games? They're boring. They just bore the shit out of me. Just fucking snoring. Just fucking snooze fest when these guys play.
Yeah.
Absolute fucking just... They could have beaten Mad Lions. Why in the world are they diving? Or why can't they take a tier two turret in bot? You see that game 3 they had? They also could have won that. Mad Lions are so lucky they were facing GX and not potentially another person, because they look like they're in some hot shit too. The fact that Mad Lions even threw that is just ridiculous to think about, honestly.
I mean, I wasn't surprised by Lions for that, because my Lions been kind of thrown all season, but GS were just they were just abysmal all the way around. Just such a disappointment. I'm not even gonna say no, they were a disappointment, because you saw they could have at least been a little better. I mean, they got playoffs, but that's not saying much. You know.
Like, I was just like, damn, all right, GX, all right, they kind of clutched it out and made playoffs, even though they got 8th. You know what's crazy, dude? This org went from back-to-back 10th last year to 2nd to bottom 8, making playoffs, and have now gone 0-4, drop, last split, and then they won.
In the spring, they got 7th. I think they got 7th.
Last year, when they were at XL, they got back-to-back 10th. This year, they went 8th.
No, in the winter, they went 8th.
Yeah, they got 8th.
And in the spring, they went 7th.
Are you sure?
SK was 8th. You remember? SK
had might the, be right. SK was 8th? Holy shit.
SK had the tiebreaker.
Oh, sorry. You're right. GX was 6th. Yeah,
because you remember SK had that bullshit-ass tiebreaker with Rogue.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. It was like,
so this org's been finishing what? Basically bottom half of the league?
Bottom. They are the literal definition.
The literal bottom bitch of the LEC, actually.
Yep, just getting fucked. No rest league.
God. It's like Lennon trying to twerk on my dick and then saying my dick is fucking deep in her pussy. Wait, what?
Whoa. Hey, man, she got a boyfriend now.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. If that's a boyfriend.
She's always thinking about me when she's with him anyways. That's how it is, though.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay, so when it comes to GX, just get a new roster. This roster is fucking shit to watch. I hate watching this fucking team play. Like, I know people say they hate watching Rogue play. I legitimately hated watching GX play. I knew I was all... When I ever watched the game, I went like this. Sleep.
Shit.
Sometimes I didn't even look at the fucking screen. I just, like, heard the audio in my brain somewhere.
Yep.
This is bored the shit out of me fucking watching these guys play. And then you get into a scenario where they could actually beat Mad Lions, and they just chuckle. I'm like, all right, just firmly just get the fuck off stage at this point. Just actually just go. Just stop it. Now stop teasing me. Good Lord. Huh. All right, so who's next to talk about? Oh, SK. Once SK threw against BDS in that week, they should have went 3-0.
Yeah.
They were never the same. Once they started choking, no, just... Get off the stage. Stop. Did you see that Niski game where he corky packet? He 9-11 himself? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You saw that Niski game? He was I was like, Niski did not show up to play. He was so mentally done with at the SK Gaming at this point.
Oh, no, he was done. He was dead.
I don't even know what to say about SK anymore. Like, they went from could have maybe been top four, given how weak the league is, to being a complete choke artist that just,
yeah.
But the players can't even play Corki. Niski can't play Corki properly. Niski shouldn't be on Corki anyway, for being honest here. That is not a champion that's for his play style. So, yeah, SK are out. GX is out. Who else is out, actually? Who else is completely out?
Just those two for right now.
Yeah, because they're in the... I'm pretty sure... Yeah, Vitality and MAD are in the lower bracket.
Yeah.
And so is Fnatic and Team Heretic. So, yeah, this is a lower bracket round on Saturday coming up. So, you have Fnatic versus Team Heretics, Vitality versus MAD Lions. Oh, that's... Okay, forgot. There was BDS versus Vitality. Guys, I'm being honest here. If I talk about that series, I will throw myself out a window. That probably one of the worst series I've ever seen in my life. That series was complete, utter dark. Utter gutter trash, actually. Just... I don't even know what the fuck I even saw in that series, if I'm being honest here. Just Vitality, if you have any money, which they're fucking filthy rich, I would assume, hopefully, maybe not. Oh, no, Esport Org is filthy rich. Let's just... No, nobody, honestly. Just please keep Karzy if you're going to ever, like, build for next year.
Yeah.
Photon and Karzy should be the players you keep. Everybody else should just be thrown away.
I agree.
How BDS won that, I have no clue. BDS aren't even as good as they were last split, actually. They can just get away with winning free games like this. Just the Fnatic G2 series. Well, Jun, who's been arguably a pretty passive support, chooses to play Rumble support, even though you have to be very aggressive with Rumble to make him work. Like, you legitimately have to put your dick on the table to make Rumble work, actually. And he completely just... You can't play Rumble support? So they can't play Rumble support. They got completely just destroyed in game one. And you also have the next game where G2 are like, we don't need Baron. We could just get Rift Herald and end.
Yep.
And remember, Fnatic was supposed to be the team that they're the only team that, in theory, should be able to beat G2. But this is the issues that Fnatic have had that I've mentioned is they seem to be a team that's just on autopilot, honestly. What do you think about Fnatic? Because I personally feel that unless Razor or Humanoid do anything, the team doesn't do anything. It always feels like they're never on the same page. And never even feels like they even kind of like think that they're going to be in a good scenario at all, actually. But
yeah, I agree.
What do you think?
I don't want to call them frauds, but my God, they're close to it. Like, they are close to being, because you look at it, you're like, okay, how you get beat this bad by G2? But I'm thinking, Fnatic was never on G2's level. Like, G2 just sometimes played down to certain teams, you know, level sometimes just to make it a little more fun. Because think about it, G2 could have made it 9, they could have won 9-0. We were on the season, beat everybody. But that's not fun for the fans.
Yeah,
it's like, but then think about it. And I remember I saw a post like, oh, G2 just doesn't lose to Fnatic and give Fnatic fans false hope, right? Right? Mm-hmm. And then what happened? We're going to beat G2. What happened?
Yeah, they could beat G2 in random, almost random BO1s, but whenever it comes to BO3s, like, they played a closer BO3 to G2 last split where they could have won it, but they didn't ban out Zach, and then they lost it, and it's like, I don't even know what to think anymore. Like, I don't know what to think about the LEC anymore. I really don't. It's literally just G2 runs the league. That's it.
No, it's, yeah.
G2 runs the league, and everyone else is just playing for 6. Because they're not even trying to get second. This is such a free league right now to get second through fourth, and these guys don't even want that. They're like, I'd rather be sixth. I'd rather just fight through the loser's bracket.
Yeah.
With teams that are probably on the same level you are, so you're not going to be getting an advantage there. So, Who's next for the playoffs, actually? I go to LOL Esports for a second. Let's see who's next up. Because I don't even know who you pick in these matches anymore. I'll just say who I think should win. Well, that's most things, actually. Oh, Gamma's playing. Oh, Lord. Lord. Match fixing galores. All right. Fnatic versus Team Vitality.
For a lower bracket, if Team Vitality versus Bad Lions, who do you got out of that?
Oh, the first game, Saturday, Fnatic versus Team Heretics.
Oh, okay, sorry, Fnatic versus Team Heretics. Who you got out of those two?
I'm just picking Fnatic.
I'm picking Fnatic, too.
I want to hope that they win. I hope that they can win, right? Right?
Saturday is best of three. And Team Vitality versus Bad Lions.
God, is there a coin around here?
Pretty much, who do you feel like is going to end last? Who do you think is going to end last? Who do you think is going to end last in
the game? I have a penny. Does this count?
Yeah, it counts.
This is a penny. This is how much I value these orgs. All right. Heads, I pick Mad Lions. Tails, I pick Vitality. I shot my coin at my forehead. What the fuck? Oh my god! Heads, what did I say?
Oh, I think you said Team Vitality. It don't even matter. It don't even matter.
I'll do it again. Heads, Mad Lions. Tails, Team Vitality. Heads, Mad Lions. I don't care.
Then I'm going Mad Lions because every time you said it, every time you kind of root for Team Vitality, they just throw it away. They find a way to just choke.
Even when they could have beaten BDS to be in the upper bracket, they just stink.
Yeah.
Good lord. And then G2. This is the repeat of fucking
Winter. That's what I said. This is, like, if you go back and look at Winter. Like, let's go back and look at Winter's playoffs.
If you look at that bracket, there's little to slight changes in how the format. I'm sorry, not the format. Little to slight changes about the matches, actually. It's so ridiculous.
SK knocks out TRX. Mad Lions knocks out G2. It's like, think about it. Last year, Mad Lions versus Team Vitality, Fnatic versus SK. And then it was Mad Lions that knocked out Fnatic. And then, like, we're almost in that same area because it was G2 that beat Mad Lions. Like, in a sense. Because. Yeah, no, it was TBS, TG2 in the finals, in the upper bracket finals. It was SK versus TRX, Mad Lions versus GiantX, and then, yep. And now it's almost it's literally almost the same thing. It's literally, it's just the teams are flipped around now. But, yep.
Yeah, there's literally just slight changes in how the matches are. It's literally the exact same fucking thing, dude. Fucking hell. Who do you have? G2 versus BDS. We know G2. All right, here's how it's going to go. There might be a close game one. There might be a slightly closer game two. Then game three is a bait. And then game three is safe date.
This is what's going to happen. First game, like.
No, give us hope. Give us hope.
And no, okay, that's the best of five. This is what I think is going to happen. I think G2 is going to fuck around, lose game one, but it's going to be somewhat close. Game two is going to be close. Then G2 is going to pull away. Mm-hmm. Game three is going to be like, G2 is fucking around early game, mid game. They catch BDS. They catch probably Adam or LeBron off a gank, and they fucking team fight now. They get Dragon and they get Baron. Game's over. Game four is going to be an absolute stop. If it's anything less than four, if G2 wins in a sweep, G2 has the spring split. I don't see anybody else. If BDS takes a game off G2, I could see them doing something. I can see BDS being back in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Well. We know G2 is going to the finals, and everyone's just playing to go to MSI. Now, this thing, the only way one of these teams makes MSI It's because G2's already locked for it because they won winter. That's how you can make winter matter, right?
Yeah.
So you have to get to the finals if you're any one of these teams now. It's just kind of a race to see who can get to the finals and who could just go off championship points, honestly.
Exactly.
So that's just kind of it with the LEC right now. And then now we're going to talk about the LCS. There's been a lot of news, guys. There has been some news. So if you're a Cloud9 fan and you've been asking for Fudge to get replaced, well, that wish has come true. Fudge is now getting replaced with Thanatos, actually. Sources, top laner Thanatos is expected to join Cloud9 in the LCS. Carmine Corp was also interested in this player. So, Fudge has been on Cloud9, the Academy team, since 2020, actually, when they announced that, you know, they could let OCE players count as, you know, just NA residents. He was promoted to the Cloud9 roster as the main top laner, kicking Licorice in 2021, LCS Spring. He won, you know, three titles with the org, actually, and went to Worlds every year with them. But it really felt like recently he was really, 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 really regressing and not even trying, honestly, in my opinion. So if you look at his gameplay recently, not just from just this past split, just from Worlds last year, you knew this was going to happen at some point. He kind of knew. You have to kind of factor in. He knew the writing was on the wall for him at some point, you know? So, yeah. Cloud9 have a new Korean top laner, Thanatos. That's also another interesting key piece there, too. Carmine Corp was also interested. And we know Kometo is going to be trying to make some changes, too. I don't know what changes he's going to make, because Carmine Corp is an utter dumpster fire. But what do you think, man, about Cloud9 having a new top laner now?
I'm happy, because they should have done this at the end of like last season.
But you told me, though, you were successful in North America. Yeah, to make sure you keep a job on org like Cloud9, guys, you have to keep being successful. That's just how it works, you know? And I've always told people this. Jack does not like when the team loses. He just doesn't. Even if it makes and this is people don't understand. Winning is all that matters to some of these guys, you know? They didn't do well at Worlds last year. He made roster changes. They didn't do well right now. He made more roster changes. I would assume the next person that needs to be off the team is probably Vulcan, if I'm being honest here.
Oh, no, most definitely. He has to be.
He's had three splits of super teams that have not worked out with him, and just something is not right with this guy anymore when it comes to meshing with teams, actually. I think that's the next guy you actually, get to get rid of. All right, so let's do the other piece of Cloud9 news, which is Reaperd, their longtime head coach. All the success they have with Reaperd, top four at Worlds, Worlds top eight, LCS final finishes, won the LCS, even won the LCS with 100 Thieves, actually.
Yes, he did. Yep, though. What an only.
Yep. He failed with Cloud9 in that 2020 year where they should have went to Worlds, where they were the most dominant team. And, you know, at that moment, it was such a huge blow that I understood why Jack got rid of him at that moment. I did. But
Was that because they underperformed, or was that because, you know what?
No, the players have specifically said Reaperd had got inherently lazier from spring to summer, actually. So I understand it. But he went 200 Thieves and proved he's still very competent. Like, he literally gave them, honestly, a nice way of winning the game. He put together the play style pretty nicely. Goes to the LJL. He did well over there, actually. And he's going to be rejoining Cloud9. I hope he can get the team ready for Worlds and close to winning the summer split, actually. But also depends on which roster they're going to have, actually. You know, but I think this is a good move, because I think Mythy just wasn't the right fit for those guys, actually. I don't think he ever really had an idea of what he wanted to do as a coach. Now, the coaching staff for C9 and Noah has been kind of like split up for a little bit. They don't have as many people.
Yeah.
All they had was Mythy, Hai, and Vhagar V2. That was it. Hopefully, they get a few more coaching pieces for Reaperd, actually, because this is a lot to do, honestly, when it comes to being a head coach. So, yeah, guys, Mythy is gone. Mythy actually made a post about it on his social media page, actually. Alfonso, I've actually met Mithy in real life before, too. I've actually talked to him. So Mithy right here, he says, "It hurts me to announce that C9 and I have parted ways. While the team failed to meet its expectations, I have nothing but love and respect for the organization and its players. It's been an exciting journey to be a part of C9 and feel the love and hate y'all bring us, y'all bring as fans. Hashtag C9 win." All right.
Okay.
He's been the head coach of Fnatic, Cloud9, 100 Thieves, back to Cloud9. So it's not like he's ever not had good rosters, you know? So I don't know, something with the way that he drafts and tries to get a team around whatever playstyle he wants them to get around just is not inherently ever good. It always just kind of locks them into one way of playing, and it's just super exploitable. Just never been the hugest fan of this guy as a head coach, honestly. There was always something that was missing from the team when he was a head coach, honestly. But hopefully he'll get to go to another team, actually. And, like, people knew when he made this tweet it was going to be over, right? Extremely disappointing. I got nothing to say. It's a fucking shame to not even finish top two. Yeah, the org was ready to win the split with this roster and finish at least top two, at least go to MSI. Because I feel like if they went to MSI, that might have kind of, you know, patched up the bleeding that potentially was going to happen later on in the year, maybe towards like the end of the year if we're getting like after Worlds. But since they didn't make MSI and they're going to be at home for a while, well, if you knew you didn't do as well as you were predicted to do coming into the split, yeah, you just make roster changes, actually, you know? Because it clearly didn't work. And let's be honest here, dude, their regular season wasn't good either. They finished 7-7. Third place regular season. No, yeah, they finished third place in the regular season. They finished third in the playoffs because they lost to Team Liquid. Like, so someone said, but if he had finished second, he would have kept his job. It's like, well, he would have kind of kept his job. It would be hanging by a thread, but he kind of would have kept it, you know? Everyone thought they were going to win the split. Like, this is my dude. No one at TL winning the split. No one at, really, FlyQuest winning the split.
Yeah.
People thought it was just going to be a rematch between NRG and Cloud9, and it was like, well, NRG, well, they can't even face rookie players at this point, so I don't know what's going to happen with them, actually. All right. And that's going to be it for Cloud9. What do you think about the, you know, roster changes for Cloud9, actually?
I'm glad that Fuzz is gone. I think he peaked a while back. I want to give Vulcan one more split because I like the LEC where you get two small splits, but there's still like 80 games. My main thing is I want to see how Vulcan is this split coming up. If it don't work, yeah, he's gone. I might have to reevaluate Berserker, Blabber, even JoJo Pia, just figure out, okay, who works, who doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, sir, you know, like some of them do work together, but it's like, okay, who doesn't work?
I think getting an upgrade top lane is good. I think Blabber also did not play well either. I know he's been a top three jungler for the majority of his LCS career.
Yeah.
But this split was not good. Even last split wasn't great either, for being honest, you know? Yeah. So I think personally you get to, I think maybe support is probably the next place you look, but if Blabber is going to be performing as not as good as he used to, well, it's just time to just maybe move on from him, actually.
Yeah.
Well, what else has been going on in the realm of the League of Legends world? I think that's it for the most part. The most big stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
It's just like, holy shit, man.
Fudge is gone. I'm kind of glad for, like, Cloud9.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. My thing is, okay, I'm not sure about 100 Seeds because I haven't looked at any of the news. My thing is because they might need to reevaluate two of their players. And you know which two I'm talking about that they need to reevaluate. Because I'm like, they're not bad, but I'm like, they can do better at those two posts. And I'm talking about ADC and support. They it's like
who would you Berserker?
I know. I'll talk about 100 Thieves, but
100 Thieves. Oh, I think they'll I would for them, I would just get a new support. I think getting a new support would probably do them some good. I think everything else, Meech's also not great, but this was his very first split as a rookie. Yeah. So if you kind of want to use that for him, that's fine. Aleph's been playing for a while. He has no excuses. He's so inconsistent. And even when he's on, it's not ever like great, you know? I think the 100 Thieves, I think if for a roster like that, I think if you brought in a player like Limit, I think would add a lot of value to that team. Honestly.
Yeah,
you bring a lot. They need a player that's super stable. I feel like that team has a lot of pieces that are like what's the word? Not coin flip. That's the wrong word. They have a lot of go pieces, but nobody to like stabilize them. Kind of like what Someday was for them when they had Gozer, Abadage, Huhi, and FBI. Someday was the guy where it's like, no, everyone calm down. Calm the fuck down. Let's do this.
I mean, they need a guy like that. The thing is, that's what River's supposed to be, but it's like...
That thing, I don't think he's that... from watching him as long as I have, I don't think he's that kind of player. They need someone like that. Because it feels like they're always on this like go button, which is fine. You don't want to have a person come in and try and restrict your play style. You want a person that's going to come in and be like, hey, guys... Can we have at least if we're gonna go and do these strategies we're trying to do, if we're gonna try and fight, if we're gonna try and go in, well, you also need a guy to go like, okay, we got the fight here, it's fine. Now what are we doing? We blew this guy's flash. We don't have to dive him. Now we could probably set up for Dragon. Now we can try and set up for this. And we can try set up for that. I don't think like Sniper played pretty good for an opening split. For being honest here, he played fine, honestly. Actually played way better than expected, if I'm being completely honest here. He played way better than I thought he was, honestly. Especially feeling Someday's shoes coming into the split, actually. River, I think, he was great, too. Quid really, really massively stepped it up. That was a complete 180. So also happens if you don't have to play with Doublelift anymore. You can actually be a free player and do what you want, honestly.
Yep.
And then the Meech Ayla ball, I mean, we knew going into the split, they were just going to basically, live and die by their bot lane. But just those performances out of Ayla were just so damn bad, honestly.
No, of course.
He had these performances last year with JoJo Peon when they were like third place, honestly.
Yeah.
So I think the roster is overall, I hope they don't fall into this trap. Of they did well one split and they start having issues and they don't have a way of fixing them if they happen in summer. Because they're at some point going to run into issues. It happens to every team.
Yeah.
It depends on how are they able to actually fix these issues when they come up. Because they're going to go through an issue of like, okay, what if they go through their first part of the summer split but they're not doing as well as they did before? And they're like, wait a minute, guys, we're not doing as well as we did before, honestly. What's going on here? That's a hard trap to get out of because everything they were doing was working before, then what can they do right now at this moment that's also not getting it to work? I'm trying to figure out what issues can they really go through that they can actually get through because that's what rookie teams usually have as issues for them when it comes to like doing good and then coming off of like, can you keep up that momentum? Because Mad Lions, last one was good. This split, they look like a fucking shell, honestly. Lost. And they have rookies. They have rookies who don't know how to progress past what they did before. Because they're always probably thinking like, well, we did well in winter. This was working for us. Well, yeah, something can work for you at a moment in time, but you have to know how to improve on that to make it work again. You know? Mad Lions are going through that right now.
I think they overachieved last, though, in my opinion.
I mean, probably right. I mean, the LEC is so free at this point, you know? Yeah.
But I think they overachieved though. That's just me.
I think they massively overperformed and overachieved. That's kind of just what I would probably just boil it down to. Because now we're just looking at a org that's at a point where, like, what? They just look so bad. Absolutely. And this is the problem with the LEC, man. Have you noticed this with some of the teams? They can't even play out basic situations properly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's say there's a scenario where, like, a Rakan just needs to go in and knock him up, and then the Wei needs to lock him down. They can't even do basic things properly anymore. That's how bad some of these teams are. Not to mention, there's so many rookies. Why do we have so many rookies when these guys don't know how to play properly on the stage yet? They're clearly not ready. They're clearly not ready for this yet. I'm saying they can't ever play in the future.
Yeah.
Why do we have, like, veterans just on the bench collecting money that they're making anyway? Because, you know, by German labor law, they have to pay them anyway.
Yep.
And this is a better player. Like, Crowney, why can't... I don't see why Crowney can't be on a team now. I don't see why BDS just don't sell him to another team. We know he doesn't like Adam. They ain't playing them together again. That's the reason why they have Ice. That had nothing to do with champion pool that they said before. Adam and Crowney don't like each other. It makes sense not to have one of them on the roster, right? So, why can't Crowney be on one of these teams? I mean, they could arguably take Reckless back as an ADC on one of these teams. They could. But what do you better than rookies? I have no clue. Maybe he just goes and plays fucking support. I don't know, probably.
Yeah, that's true. That's like...
I don't know, man. I don't get why some of these veterans are not on teams. It's just like, hey, this rookie's going to be the next Caps. It's like, do you even know how that even works? That's not every rookie. Because every rookie, by that logic, is going to, you know, be the next Inspired or be the next Caps or be the next... whatever big player that we know now, there's probably a good chance that they're not going to be like that, honestly.
Oh, no, most definitely. And that's that's the selling point a lot of times. It's like, we have to make we have to get to a point where, like
the coaching staff doesn't know what they want to do with a lot of these players. It's just a shit show right now in the LEC. Oh my goodness, man. Just so bad. I don't even know how to fix these. All these rosters are getting blown up in the Afterworlds again. I can see it easily.
Oh, easily.
All these ores up in flames. Rebuild again. Hopefully we can get better constructed rosters this year, at the end of this year. What else happened in League? No, that's pretty much it, honestly.
Yeah, nothing much else happened.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh god, KT Rollster is out. I watched the KT series. I did. I fucking hell, KT. Jeez. I don't know who I had. Who did you pick for that series to win? I think I had D plus, honestly.
No, I had D plus as well.
I just didn't believe in KT, honestly. Like, if anyone's watched the split, I don't know how anyone could believe in KT anymore. They were only fourth place because everyone else was just so much worse. DK were arguably on their level. It was just, well, they just had...
DK would just fall asleep every series. They were just, they wouldn't wake up. It was like, Showmaker, are you here? He's there, but mentally he's not there. and then KT showed up for the first four games. Game five, they were like, KT, wake up. KT. It's like, oh, no, KT fell asleep for game five. All right, cool. Well, by forfeit, we'll give the winner to DK. It's like, oh, shit, okay. DK wins by default, but that's...
Because the problem with KT is what I told people is a lot of their players... I would say are long overdue in a lot of what they have. Like, Def to me has not been the ADC that people are. Def has not been in my mind what people keep talking about when it comes to like good ADCs anymore. He's just all right. He's just all right at this point. He's not like that carry, mega carry ADC like he used to be. He's not been that for a while, actually. He wasn't even that when they won World, honestly. Barrel does this weird thing where he has like this one really, really good game, or the Alistar game he had against T1, or that Rumble game he had. He has like one of those in his arsenal. And then after that, he blows his load, and he's got nothing else left.
Yep, that sounds remember, about right.
They went up in the series 2-1, and then they got back-to-back perfect gamed. The only reason why the other one wasn't a perfect game, 100%, was because Pjosic got the Rift Herald. That's it.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Void Grubs. They're called Void Grubs.
Void Grubs, yeah, Void Grubs.
They got back-to-back perfect games, people. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know what KT's going to do for their roster. Maybe they fucking run it back. Pjosic is such an up-and-down jungler, actually. Perfect, I think, did okay for his first split. I think he's okay.
With Pjosic, I think he's...
He can't hit smites. Why can't he hit smites? Remember, DRX almost lost to T1 Worlds in 2022 because he would constantly miss smites to Gumayusi was better at smiting on Varus Qs than Pjosic was actually landing, remember?
Yeah. That's how I learned how to smite as an ADC was the Varus Q. Varus Q and E. Because if you E then Q, you can do extra damage.
Mm-hmm.
You go, and if your alt was up, you could stun who's ever come from the jungle. You go W alt, and then you just stun them, E them, and then Q, and you get a dump. You get to hit the Baron and who is ever right next to the Baron, and possibly steal the Baron and get a kill. Like, yeah, that's how I learned how to smite as an ADC. Was Varus. Because once I played Varus, it was a wrap. I was like, oh, it's GG's. I got this. I got this. Yep.
They said Foster Freeze is closing. What the heck?
Who?
Foster Freeze restaurants close. What the heck? Oh, it's a fast food restaurant we have here.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what that is.
What the heck?
I don't know what a Foster Freeze is.
Yeah, it's one of those like those regional low locations you have between like West Coast and East.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of places are closing down because the minimum wage went to $20 an hour.
I told people this back in 2020.
I told them too. It's like, hey, if minimum wage rises up, a lot of these places are going to slash jobs. Now, the thing with the minimum wage that no one brings up is people say, do you have to make it $20? It's only $20 to big restaurants that have more than 60 locations. If you have more than 60 locations, that's why it goes to $20 an hour. A lot of these big restaurants have more than 60 locations, so they have
to pay. Not even just 60 locations, is 60 employees as well, like from my state. Because the way I saw it was the issue was never the salary wage. It was always the living wage. The living wage was too damn high. It's like you have to balance it out. Like you can't. It's like, and that's the whole thing. It's like you can't. And it's the same thing that comes with league. You can't expect these high end players who've been playing for years to take a salary cut. You can't expect some of these players that's used to making 130,000, $200,000 to start making $65,000. Like, I'll just start streaming then. You know what I'm saying? And get a contract from there. And that's the thing about it. It's like, I was like, yeah, this is, it's like now you have to make at least like whatever amount just to survive. It's like, if you're not making $3,000 a month, you're barely living. Like, you gotta save it too. It's like that's why I don't even buy product that much anymore. That's why I don't do much product opening on my channel. I do, but I have to edit them and then do voiceovers. It's just like if you see me do a product opening, that's me splicing them up and all that. And it's like, yeah, it's not worth it. It's because prices go up. It's disgusting. We're used to it, but it's disgusting. Yeah. But what you gonna do, right? You just gotta keep it moving. And
yeah. Oh, fucking hell, man. Shit. Well, California's just California do California gonna do a California. I think that's how they say those things now, actually. The LEC is just ran by G2, and Cloud9 have made the offseason changes that we knew they were going to make. Now, there could be more of them coming up, you know.
Yeah.
Emily said on Hotline League that she thought that none of Cloud9's actual issues were from the coach. That's what she said.
And okay.
To some degree, it's not the coach's fault that players can't play out basic scenarios properly, or they can't seem to come to a decision on how they want to play the game. Because if you just discount Mithy, Berserker and Vulcan don't work. Berserker completely was just like sprinting in some of these games, honestly.
Yep.
Vulcan would miss basic pipe cues. Jojo, and it really just felt like Jojo Pion was the only player that really was the guy that was trying to get them to get any level of wins. But Berserker also said in scrims that it was because he would constantly just forcibly int, honestly, to get things going. So,
yeah.
I don't know why these guys aren't on the same page. Like I said, maybe these guys just aren't on the same page. They just don't work together, actually. You know? That's what it is.
Sometimes super teams can't work because it's like when you have someone that's – when you put a team of people that are so used to winning but different styles, sometimes it don't gel. Like, and I remember –
That's why I think you talked about maybe they just get a weaker player – will be the sacrifice player to make the team look better as a whole.
You pretty much need a rookie. You need someone that's not vocal or someone that doesn't have too much of a personality. Like, trust me, like in a sense, someone who's willing to voice their opinion but not be like overly vocal about it.
You need that guy that's gonna be able to sacrifice and be like, hey, you know what? I'll let you carry. I'll play Sion this game. Hey, I'll let you carry. I'll play fucking Corki. I'll just sit and scale.
Pretty much, you need a top laner that's willing to just be weak side, but that's actually good at weak side. Yeah. Like, you don't need a fudge. You need more like a licorice. You need someone that's... Mm-hmm. You need someone similar like him where it's like, okay, I'm not going to put carry on him, or who guys who do carry and actually do it well on multiple champions. It's like... Mm-hmm. Because you got to think about Vulcan has a voice, Berserker has a voice. Like, the only one that really, I mean, all five of them do, but I'm talking about who are actually.
Well, Monty said that when he watched scrims with Cloud9, he said Zven was doing a lot of the talking. And when we know Zven loves to talk, maybe it's also a problem. None of them talk. Like, hey, let's talk about what we want to do. I'm not saying mindless jibber jabber. I'm not saying that, but. You know, talk about what you want to do in game. Like, hey, what are we doing next? What wave are we playing on? How are we going to dive this guy? When are we going to drag? Basic stuff like that, you know?
No one know how to lead.
No one wants to take the lead, because if you take the lead and you fail, people start doubting you, actually, if it starts not working out, you know?
That's why you need someone who – you need a peer veteran. You need a peer – 8-9 year veteran, not like Blair, who was like 5 years in, 5-6 years in. You know, you pretty much need an impact. That's what you need. You need impact. You need
someone like had impact before.
I know. You need impact on top lane. Be like, hey guys, go this way, do this, or you could sadly, you could have probably had Jensen, who'd be like, you know what, guys, I'm gonna end this, but I need you. And I'm going to go in. It looks like I'm going to end, but I need you to have my back, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Han Solo shit, you know?
And we got to talk about Blabber, too. Blabber has also not worked with a good amount of mid laners, too, because people have brought up that Perks didn't work with Blabber either. The only person that's ever really worked with Blabber to have actual mid jungle synergy was just Jensen when Blabber was a rookie, and, you know, he kind of probably let Jensen do a lot of the leading there. Blabber hasn't worked with.
Not even kind of. It was like.
Who's literally brand new to the league. So he's not going to be challenging Jensen and being like, hey, man, I fucking run the league here. It's like, no, you need to shut the fuck up and listen to me.
Who the fuck are you? Like, you get the fuck out of my face.
18-year-old motherfucker. You watched old C9 videos?
Yeah.
When he first came. That motherfucker was his voice. You can tell his balls ain't even dropped yet, actually. So, like, Let's go for the mid laners Blaber's been able to play with. He played with Niski. He played with Niski very well. I will give him that. Yep. Niski he worked really well with, honestly.
Yep.
Okay, outside of, and Niski plays for his jungler. Like, Niski's like, I get on my knees and I suck your cock, mid jungler.
Oh, shit.
So he played with Niski very well. Because they were like, dead. Actually, he played with Niski so well, they had the best record their orgs ever had. They're completely fisted everybody. They had won, they had lost two games in the entire split. One in the regular season to TSM and one in the playoffs to EG. Just one, two single games they lost. It was like the most dominant record ever. They went like a grand total, like I think 40-2 or some shit like that.
They but just was like, that when they went, but was that when they missed Worlds or?
Yeah, that was just in the, that spring split's totality because they missed Worlds in summer because there was no MSI that year. So after Niski, he played with Perks. That did not work out. That was just a dumpster fire. They did well together, but like as a duo, and who's watching? I'm talking about specifically as a duo, not result based. Perks he didn't play well with. Who's up to Perks? Oh, Fudge role swap. Yeah, that was bad. Then he played with, then he played with Jensen again. Never felt like it was before, honestly.
Yeah.
Who's after Jensen? Oh, Fat Fuck. Yeah, Menace.
A Menace.
They had no synergy. That's anti-synergy, what we call that.
Yeah, that definitely didn't work.
Oh, sorry.
Diplex.
Dickflex. Yeah, Diplex. Okay, so he didn't work with Diplex. He didn't work with Menace. They brought over Diplex for two games.
Yeah.
They're like, let's just go with Fat Fuck.
Yep. And ruined that man's career.
And then after a Menace, you had who you have right now, which is Jojo Piana. People thought Jojo Piana and Blaber synergy would have worked out good. Nope, that's also not been good. That's been pretty bad, actually.
Yep.
I'm just saying, Blaber's been the X factor in a lot of this mid-jungle synergy not being good, honestly. Just pointing it out there, you know. So, that's pretty much it. For this episode of the Cloud9 Podcast, anything else you want to say, man, before we head out, actually?
The freaking Team Liquid 1. Oh, my God. Part of me has faith.
Yeah, we'll do a fully a full LCS recap on Sunday, actually. Because we usually do the recap things after these things are over anyway.
Man, I'm telling right now. If Genki and Homolife make it out of LCK and neither of them win MSI, both of the rosters need to be decimated. Like,
imagine that. Genji and Genji 2 both make MSI. That would be like, okay.
All right.
Actually do well.
I'm done right now. T1 is probably still going to win Worlds. Like, they're going to take the time off, relax. Try to figure out these DDoS attacks, and then they're going to practice on probably like on some backup accounts or whatever, backup accounts. And then trust me, they're going to wreck hell out of the summer.
The thing is, they have to figure out this DDoS thing. We'll go over this more on Sunday after we see their series from after the Gen G Homolife series, because T1 plays against D+. They got to figure out this DDoS situation. They need to do something because if they can't practice, they're. I don't think they'd lose to D+. I don't think they would.
I don't think they do, but at the same time, it's like I don't even think T1 cares at this point. They're like, fuck it. Like,
yeah,
if you can't play, practice. We're just gonna run it.
They literally can't even practice properly.
They can't scrim. It's like even when they do scrim, it's like they get into a few games or they get a game in, DDoS attack the next game. It's like, okay. And then it's like shit. It's like god damn. It's always on one of their accounts, never all five. At the same time, but if it affects one, and if it affects one, it might affect two, might affect three, four, five. It's like, oh, fuck, we can't do it. We gotta move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. If the reason why people also like T1 or SKT going to international events because they've just been super reliable on just beating people. They're the most reliable, consistent org at doing well for the LCK. So the most reliable, consistent org for the LCK doesn't go. You're kind of relying on Gen G, who has been. Internationally, what's it called? International janitor.
Yeah,
as Kedro calls them, actually.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yeah, they choke a lot, and
just like Lennon does. I'm like, But
yeah, you wish.
She was rubbing her ass against me yesterday on my dick.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah, she was bouncing that shit.
This nigga. He wishes all this happened.
Yeah. She was trying to throw that ass back and bend. She was bending over and she was getting all the way down.
You sent me a message at her. It was like, if you didn't add the word nigga, I would have really thought it was her asking. She was, if you fucked up by using the word nigga. Because look, this motherfucker sent me a message as when it, like, because I put a little bow off, like, what?
And I like, asked her, are you messaging Chaz? She was like, nope. As she like did a cute little smile. I was like, but not be talking to other black men. What the hell?
She called me one time by accident. I was like, what's up?
I told her, don't be talking to no black men. I gave her a specific instructions, leave black men alone.
If you did not put nigga, if you, because this is what the full message is, sup nigga, you try to eat this ass tonight. If you just said sup Chaz, you try to eat, if you would have used my name instead of nigga, yeah. I would have really thought it was her. I was like, Lennon, if it was out there, I would, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm in Connecticut. If you did not, you fucked up by using the word nigga. If you did not use that word, I would have thought it was her see what this mouth do. I was like, okay, she tried to figure out what this mouth do, though. Okay. If you did not use that one word, that's where you fucked up at. You fucked up on that one word. I was like, this motherfucker.
God. Well, yeah. Now you can have that message for, you know, whenever you need it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to converse with her before, but it was like, she don't really do much talking. She called me by accident one time. But I was like, wait, who the fuck? I was like, oh, I'm butt down you, man. I said, yeah, you can butt down me anytime. She starts laughing. I was like,
yeah. I was like, are you talking to another black man? She was like, nope. I was like, I'm about to choke this bitch. Good yeah, Lord.
I'm going to choke her with this cock. Yuck. Cock her throat.
Well, as we're going to wrap up this episode for the Cloud9 podcast, thank you to every single person that is going to end up, you know, watching the show live, or if you catch the replay, make sure you guys check out my channel update video. I really want to do the content that you guys are interested in watching. I think I have a good idea of what you are interested in. I honestly don't know right now, but I'm trying to see and look through the videos that I put up before. I'm like, oh, okay, these all kind of work. So I think this is the kind of content you guys want me to put out. So keep in mind, the channel update video details all the plans I have coming up for the channel, as well as my plans and everything that I want you guys to know about. And specifically, if you are just watching on Rumble, just stay there on Rumble. You don't have to go to YouTube if you don't like going to YouTube, because I'm going to have all my pre-recorded content up on Rumble as well. The Cloud9 podcast will also be there on Rumble at some point. Once I get all of my pre-recorded content uploaded there, then I'm going to start uploading episodes of this show up there. And it's going to be a little bit longer because there's a lot of episodes of this show, but it's easier to do the pre-recorded content first. I'll get those videos up because that's much more, you know, shorter form of content to put up, actually. And if you guys are listening to the show on the podcasting platforms, wherever you listen to your podcast, thank you so much. If you want to listen to this podcast, along with the episodes of the Iron Man podcast, and we are closing in on 400 episodes of the Iron Man podcast, go and on the podcasting platforms, type up Master Swag King, and then you'll probably see the, you know, yellow lion that has my name right there. And it says both podcasts that the you know, account is under. And there you go. You can start watching both the podcasts. If you want to binge the original Nightwing podcast, it's there. Then you get the first 9 seasons of the Cloud9 podcast, and you get all the episodes of the Iron Man podcast, and then you get all of the respective current episodes of the Cloud9 podcast from season 10, and then you have the new episodes of the Iron Man podcast in there as well. So thank you guys for watching so much. Enjoy your weekend. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. I'm MSK, Master Swag King, and we're signing out, guys. Peace. Deuces.